Nice to not only have you with us, but to have a few guests with us right now, able to be part of the program, Father's Day weekend. And we're going to be talking about a mentoring program. Urban Pathways Charter School offers lots of opportunities for its kids to work with older students and adults to try to develop and sharpen skills. And first, I'm going to introduce you to the student who is here from Urban Pathways Charter School. His name is Brian. And Brian, good morning. Welcome. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking. What neighborhood are you from?
Carnegie.
And it's nice to have you here. What year have you just finished?
My 11th grade.
11th grade, so you'll be a senior coming up. Have you been at Urban Pathways for a very long time? When did you start there?
6th grade.
Okay, so that's you've had the whole experience because sometimes kids don't start until later. Where did you go to school prior to that?
Fallen French Academy and East Hill Elementary.
And how would you describe Urban Pathways to folks that don't know much about it? It's a charter school, and a lot of people don't know that charter schools are public schools that just happen to be operated by other people, but they meet all the same rules and regulations. They're public schools. Anybody can attend. It's not a school that students are specifically selected. It's a lottery by law. But the atmosphere is usually different. Charter schools exist because they have a unique way of approaching education, which is where you come in. Are there some things that you find that are pretty unique at the school that maybe other kids might not have as much of a chance to do?
I would have to say that the school offers a lot of AP classes for the students who feel and can show that they're advanced enough to handle them.
And have you taken any of those yourself?
Yeah, I'm actually taking a few right now. I'm taking AP English, Pre-Calculus, and U.S. History.
Those are tough. You know, I took the technical types of AP classes. Pre-Calc now. Wow. So will you have Calculus your senior year?
Yeah.
And AP English is tough, too. Do you feel that puts you under a lot of pressure?
And a little bit sometimes, but I find ways to manage it.
How do you manage it?
It's honestly just about setting priorities, right? If you first go off of what class you feel is most important, then after you decide that, you find out what you will need the most help with, and you move that more down to the ladder so you can get all the stuff that you can done and out the way.
So you sort of go after not the simple stuff, but the stuff that you know is entirely within your control first, so that you can kind of move it aside and then get to the stuff that's tougher.
Yeah, like the stuff you comprehend, you know, it'll be easier just to get right through it. So that way when you start getting to the more difficult stuff, then you can start asking people around you if they know how to do it for more help.
The other thing that makes a lot of sense about that is you don't end up taking so much time doing the rough stuff that when you finally, you know, you could get to the point where you realize you've run out of time to do the stuff that you have mastered, and you end up getting no credit for that or no further along in it. That's good advice. There's a couple college students here with us too, both from Carnegie Mellon, who I'll bet have applied similar habits in terms of their studies, and they are Sherry and Satvika. And Sherry, I'll start with you. If you can just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what your major is, you know, those kinds of things that everybody asks everybody in college.
Sure. So my name is Sherry Chen. I'm from Potomac, Maryland, and I study information systems at Carnegie Mellon University with a minor in statistics.
And is information systems in the computer science department or?
So I get that question a lot. So at Carnegie Mellon, information systems is treated as its own separate. It's not in either the business school or the computer science school. It's actually in Dietrich, the humanities and social sciences school. And in that way, they hope to give us a more well-rounded education without leaning particularly towards the business side or the computer science side.
Interesting. What year are you in now?
I'm a rising junior.
And is that the major you chose upon coming to Carnegie Mellon?
Yes.
And why did that interest you?
It's more like my family has always been in the industry. Like my dad is a computer scientist and my mom does information technology work. And so I've always had exposure to it. And I knew I didn't want to go into computer science because computer science is much more theoretical. And so I was more interested in information systems, which is more on the application side and how information is organized and that kind of stuff.
Do you have a sense of how you might want to apply your degree once you finish?
I have no clue. I am working on figuring that out now.
There's so many different ways.
Yeah.
I hope for good and not for evil. But actually, there's a lot of different. In terms of information and confidentiality and so many of the things that have been in the news lately, you must have some unique perspectives on that, I would think. Do you all talk about things such as the NSA programs and other? I don't mean to be political, but no. I'm just curious. That must be really fascinating.
What we actually look at more is projects that have failed. For instance, organizations that spend billions trying to implement a system to, like, submit forms automatically or something, and it doesn't work in the end. So, like, why they failed and how you can prevent these from happening in the future. And in reality, in society, the majority of IT projects fail. And so we want to see, like, how can we get them more on success? Like, if they do end up working, they usually come in over budget, or they come in like way past the deadline. And so what our major also looks at is just like how we can prevent that from happening and like look at the best way to manage those types of projects.
That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. And sitting next to you is Sattvika. Good morning. How are you?
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Tell me about yourself.
So I'm an international relations and politics major with a double major in policy and management and a minor in computer science. I'm also a rising junior, and I'm the president of the club that mentors at Urban Pathways, actually. So,
and what's the name of that club?
It's called Money Think CMU. It's a chapter of a national nonprofit organization.
And before we talk about that, so I want to be sure I understood. So you also have a computer science major in addition to information sciences?
So I'm international relations and politics, and I have a double major in policy and management, and then a minor in computer science.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I wanted
okay.
to be sure I got that. Wow, that's a lot for you to be tackling all at once. Can you give me a sense of how you came to select those that course of study?
I didn't actually know what I wanted to do when I came in college. So I decided to try out some international relations classes, and I found that I really liked that. And then I took one computer science class, and I was absolutely hooked, so I had to do something with that. And then policy management was kind of just an easy additional major that I could add on in addition to international relations. So that's how that happened.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. And where are you from?
Harrisburg.
Great. Well, we have you're both not too far from Pittsburgh, but kind of about the same distance, Harrisburg and Potomac, Maryland. So tell me about the club, and let's also bring Brian back into the picture here. What is the Money Think organization? What are you doing exactly?
So its goal is basically to increase financial literacy in the Pittsburgh area. So what we do is we send in college students in to mentor high school students in fiscal responsibility and professional development and things like that. So while we also have lessons and stuff on budgeting and, you know, loans and things like that, we also talk about marketing yourself and networking and that kind of professional development kind of stuff. So that's essentially the idea. And also, because we send in college students in with high school students, it's fostering that relationship between the colleges and the high school students and stuff, which we're trying to talk about today.
So Brian, can you kind of explain sort of how this has all worked from your perspective? Do you meet with these folks on a regular basis, or just what are they teaching you?
I haven't actually been in the program before.
I see. Are you involved though with a program with Carnegie Mellon at this point? I mean, you're getting some mentoring, right?
Yeah, I have like some college students come in from time to time and talk to like the class as a whole, and then sometimes I just decide to pull them off to the side, ask them a few questions.
Yeah, that's good. So they're available and accessible to you. Tell me about the students you're working with at Urban Pathways and what you're doing now as part of the program.
I actually work as the mentor captain for Urban Pathways, and so I don't directly go to Urban Pathways.
I see.
But what happens is every Friday, well, this is what happened last semester. Every Friday, the students go in towards Ms. Gingrich's class, and they work with the students to, as Satvik said, present a lesson and then try to make sure that they understand some key takeaways by the end of the class. So it's like another class, it's like another period of the day for them.
And so it's your job to try to have a schedule available that students can actually go to, and the college students can be dispatched because you've got difficult scheduling of your own to try to contend with?
Right. So what I do is I work with the school itself. I work with the teacher in our classroom to make sure that she always knows what we're doing and what our lesson is for the week, and if we need any if we need her to like set up any links or something that are going to be used during the classroom. And then outside of that, I work with the mentors in our group to make sure that they have a lesson planned well and that it's going to be engaging for the students. And I also work with, like, if they have any problems inside the classroom, like how to best engage a student who is very talkative or a student who doesn't seem willing to answer questions, that kind of stuff.
That's terrific. How do you learn how to do those things?
I've done a lot of tutoring in the past, and so actually, Carnegie Mellon has another program called Academic Development, and I work as a peer tutor for them, and they put you through a half-semester course when they train you to how to be a better tutor. And so I've pulled a lot of things I've learned from that class and applied it and tried to teach it to our mentors in this organization.
That's great. Probably, when I was at Carnegie Mellon, some faculty and teaching assistants could go through a course like that too, although most of them were great. But it's funny, a lot of people come more to more to do research than to teach, per se. Have you been out to actually do some teaching, Satvika?
Yeah, I have. We have the after-school program at Urban Pathways as well, and I went for a little bit last semester. It was incredible. I really enjoyed the experience. The students are all very well engaged and very excited to learn there, and I really enjoyed teaching them because they seemed very interested in, you know, we talked about college and budgeting and credit cards and stuff like that. They were all super interested in asking lots of questions and stuff like that, so I really enjoyed the experience.
Are there any moments that come to mind that really have stuck with you in terms of a light bulb going on or something happening when you've been out in the classroom?
Well, one of the students there actually wanted to be a lawyer as well, and I did too, so I just remember having like a 15-minute conversation about that kind of stuff and just about future plans and stuff like that, and I think we both came away with a really like a better understanding of ourselves and the system and stuff like that, so that was really cool.
So, and I'm going to come back to Brian in a second, but for you two, this is something that's completely extracurricular. You have opportunities on campus to do things of service, yet you're taking the time to do kind of a complicated thing in terms of not only working with younger students, but also in a different academic setting that requires you to not be on campus. It's a little tricky schedule-wise. Why are you doing it?
I mean, for me anyway, it's just because I'm here in Pittsburgh for 4 years, and it's where I'm living now and where I'm spending my time, so I really wanted to try and give back to the community while I was here anyway, and learn from it as well, because I'm definitely learning a lot from doing stuff like this. So that was my motivation, I would say.
And what about for you, Sherry?
I think it's a good way to try and help students figure out like what they want from the future, because when you're in high school, you don't necessarily know what you're going to do after you graduate. And so I do the same kind of stuff as a peer tutor, and I get paid to do that. So I thought, like, why not just do it for free and for a good cause? So.
That's great. And Brian, I had a couple questions for you. I mean, first, I'm wondering, all these AP classes, that's tough. You don't have to do that. And I was curious about what motivates you to try to, you know, get some of those subjects done early the way you are.
Well, honestly, in my head, I keep telling myself, keep toughing it, keep toughing through them, because this will help you get ahead and help you keep getting ahead after school. After school, college, all those are gone. It's just you fighting for your job.
And the other thing I was curious about is, have you thought about what you want to do? I would imagine you have, or where you might want to go to school, major.
Actually, consider doing computer engineering.
So this is a great opportunity to rub shoulders a bit with these two students. Have you spoken with anybody else in computer engineering at any of the local colleges yet?
Not really. I've gone to a few college fairs and actually got into a deeper understanding of how their computer engineering program works. And most of them are what I'm looking for.
And once you get a degree, have you thought about how you might apply it?
Not really.
Yeah, it's. I think a lot of times you just don't know. I think it's good to just get a good education, because I felt this way when I was in school 30 years ago, that what I'm going to do probably doesn't exist yet, or at least is not a mature industry yet. And I think it's certainly true when you're talking about information systems and computer engineering. Who knows? You know, you'll be, if you go to a four-year college program, you've got 5 years from now. You'll graduate, right? And who knows what's going to be in existence then. Urban Pathways Charter School continues to just provide great opportunities for students, and I'm glad you guys are connected with Urban Pathways. Is there anything else anybody wanted to mention, acknowledgments or?
There actually are a few other programs that the school has offered me that actually were very enlightening. They offered me a Duquesne science program 2 years ago when I started high school. Going into that, it gave me a deeper understanding of, like, this is something else I can do, because I'm able to understand science, pick up on it quickly, and just kind of move through, help if some people need it.
What was the application of that program?
It's basically saying that the teacher hand-selected you to go to Duquesne and just go through their science program for your entire high school year.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so these are college-level conceptual science classes, like chemistry and things like that?
Yeah.
Wow. That is a really good opportunity. And that's like taking – so once you do that, you'd probably – would that count as an AP class, I wonder? Or at least it would prepare you for the AP tests, I would think, the advanced tests.
I think so. Like, right now, I'm taking chemistry, and I'm going through that. Like, it's actually kind of cool.
Oh, that's great. What are you doing in chemistry now?
Honestly, we were just going through the basic, like, the low basics of it, the acid base, the how atoms break up and decompose.
Excellent. I've always found some of that quite... some of that interesting. I just heard a joke about Adams the other day, and I can't remember it off the top of my head, but I really liked it. You know why you should never trust an Adam? Because they make up everything. Took me a minute to remember that. I kind of liked it. Anything else that either of you wanted to add?
No, we're good.
It's a pleasure to have all of you here. And Elizabeth, thank you. Also, she's here. She calls herself the wrangler of people. And I wish you the best of the best wishes for the summer. Any of you have any plans for the summer? Brian, are you going to be taking classes still this summer? Or?
I'm still going to be doing the Duquesne program and just probably just trying to help out around the community.
Excellent. And how about for the two of you?
I have an internship. Going to be taking a couple classes probably.
Excellent. And Sherry, any plans?
I have an internship as well, and then I have a lot of side projects, one of which is actually building a website for MoneyThink CMU.
Great. Best of luck to all of you, and thanks for being here us this morning to talk about Urban Pathways Charter School, some of the relationships they have with Carnegie Mellon and Duquesne University, and also the MoneyThink program.